My name's Leah.
My name is Caitlin.
And we are 15 years old, and today is March 14th, 2018. And we are speaking with Mr. Spears, who is a teacher at Rockland High School, and we are recording this interview in Rockland, California. So, what was your first impression of Rockland High School?
Okay, well, my first impression of Rockland High School actually happened in 1991, before the school was actually even built. My father, who was the first principal, had gotten hired as the principal of Rockland, and I was a senior in high school, and he brought home, I'll remember this at the dinner table, he brought home the architecture plans of the school. And so he said, "Hey, Ryan, take a look at this." And so he set all these big old plans down. So we were like actually looking at all the plans of Rockland High School before it actually was even here. So I had that experience of actually seeing Rockland before it was actually even a school, or like even a stone was unturned. We'd like, "Hey, this is where the theater is, for the football team." So it was pretty cool. And then I went off to college, and as it was being built, I have a memory of the cafeteria was being built. And so I came to kind of visit my parents from college, and my dad took me on a tour, and we had hard hats on, and we were walking through the, you know, all the construction area of the school before it was built. So it was kind of, that's a cool experience to kind of see how things looked as they were kind of being erected and whatnot. And then once the school was built, and then I actually came here in 1998, was my first year officially. I was here in 97, but my first year was officially 98. The school was just like phenomenal, and it was like a state-of-the-art school. We had a tech lab that had like little wind tunnels and robotics and things like that. Now that technology kind of went out of, you know, style now, but it was just really awesome. And the entire community was super excited about the school, and it was fantastic. And so that's kind of my first impressions of the school.
What was the difference, like, when you got the papers or like the plan of what the school is going to be like? Did you have like a picture in your mind of what it was, and then was it different or the same of like when it was actually built?
It was weird because I at that point I didn't know where the school was going to be, like down this little hill area. And so when I first started driving in, when my dad actually took me before the school was even built, and we saw this site, and there were no houses here at all. Bel Air was the only thing up there. It was by itself. There was no houses anywhere over here. It was just kind of trying to picture how it would look, and just seeing, I mean, it's unbelievable where our stadium is, just seeing where the stadium is with the trees and the baseball field with the trees behind. I knew it was going to be kind of a pretty special place. So
yeah. What has changed since like the beginning of it to now?
Yeah, so when I first was teaching here, there was no small gym. The L building and the K building wasn't there. And so we had to walk. There was actually like a big kind of open dirt pit. So if you were at the end of the J building, you'd have to walk all the way around like by R. You had to walk all the way around like the R buildings where like Spanish is there, and it was kind of crazy. And so that's kind of what's different now. But basically the bones of everything is kind of the same. Mm-hmm. And then the small gym was built and all that stuff too.
What was like the atmosphere like when you first came here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. Well, I was here for the like the inaugural opening of the school, and they had it was interesting because they had all these like celebrities kind of show up, and they had famous radio host from Sacramento, Dan, Phil, and somebody else. I can't remember the name of it, but I'll look it up. So they kind of spoke to like the community. The community was here in the amphitheater, and so they spoke to the community. I remember that like the 49ers did a Toyota commercial on our stadium because they were at Sierra College doing their training camp when they were there. So it was really cool. So it's just like this. Yeah, it was awesome. Like, everybody was really, really into the school being built.
That's good.
It was cool.
How does it feel to have, like, your family involved with the school, and how is your family involved?
Yeah, so I've been involved at this school. So my dad was the first principal, and he was the first principal in the first 7 years. And then my mom actually worked at the school, too. She worked in the cafeteria, and she was in charge in the teacher room. We had a time where all the teachers would go down there, and they would eat together. And so she kind of ran that was called the Hard Rockland Cafe. And so that was kind of a cool little thing for all the teachers there. And then I came in, and I've been here since 1998. And my daughter's now going to be coming in 2 years. And so I've basically been involved with Rockland High School since 1991 until now.
How did you know you wanted to, like, work here? And did you know that you wanted to, like, from the start of the school when mm-hmm. it was built? How did you get into that?
Yeah, well, I really, I like the community here. Mm-hmm. And I was already, and a lot of the teachers were young at this time, too. And so we were all young. And I had gotten to meet some of the, you know, the teachers that were here. And it was just kind of a good vibe. And my father was here, and I you know, I love him, and I wanted to kind of work for him as well. And so it was just a great place, and had just a really, really exciting vibe of something new, like building new things as well.
So did you, like, from the beginning when your dad was the principal, mm-hmm. did you think you were going to work here, or did you just want to be a teacher?
No, not necessarily. I didn't know I was going to be a teacher when I was at Davis. Mm-hmm. And so I was actually wanting to be a sports broadcaster. But eventually I coached some kids, some little community kids at Davis. I'm like, coaching's kind of cool. Maybe I'll be a teacher. And I liked history, too. And so mm-hmm. that's how I did that. And I was just kind of looking for jobs. I did an interview at Granite Bay. And Mr. Stewart actually got that job over me. So that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
What's your favorite thing about the school from when it opened and now? Like, what are your two favorite things?
My two favorite things, that's easy. Number one's the students. Our student population is just fantastic. We have great kids. And not just because they're well-behaved or whatever, but they're just... Our students are unbelievable. Just they bring things to class for discussions, and they're smart, and they're into the school. They like going to rallies. They go to games. So there's just that vibe. So that's number one. And then number two is also easy, is the staff. I've grown up with a lot of the staff, and my best friends I work with as well. We hang out outside of school and do all those things. So that's easily number one and two.
Yeah. Do you miss anything that has changed from when it opened to now?
Yeah, I do miss. I miss the a little bit, as now that we're getting older. I do miss the teacher lounge when we all used to kind of hang out together. We've all now kind of gone into our own little department areas for the mm-hmm. most part, and so I do miss that of, you know, having lunch all the time with fellow teachers and whatnot. That's one thing that I do miss.
Yeah. How does it make you feel to be working around your family or your friends that you've known for so long?
It's fantastic. I mean, because we go on vacations, and it's just an enjoyable. It's not like you're just going to a job every day. It's like you're hanging out with people you like and like your friends. You can mess around and have a good time and all those types of things. So it's fun. It's a great place to be working.
Yeah.
Do
you have anything?
No, that's good.
Do you have anything to add?
No, I appreciate it. No, got nothing.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay.